Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I'm Tora, and as always, I am super stoked for today's episode. But let me tell you, this episode is going to be so much fun. I'm going to pre-give you a warning that these songs are going to get so stuck in your head, like so stuck in your head. You're going to be smiling the whole episode. Like, these songs are so much fun. We're chatting with Pete Moss from Ontario, and he does like nature folk songs. Some people might say they're kid songs, but they're for adults too, very much so. And I am just so stoked to talk more about these songs. I always like to get the show started. I'll just let you, Pete, tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey with music, and kind of your shtick.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for those incredibly kind words, Tora. I'm so honored to hear that you like listening to these songs. I do write very much for kids primarily, but I'm so honored that you are enjoying them as an adult. And I do hear that the adults do like these songs too, which is so nice to hear. Now, you asked me a few questions there, and I guess the thing that jumped out to me was the word shtick. So maybe I'll try to answer that. Yeah, songs about nature, but it's not just like nature as in like, here's a song about an elephant and here's a song about an alligator. It's specifically songs about nature that you can find in North America, specifically where I'm from in Eastern North America, kind of like my themes that I work with. But you live in Alberta, and there's a lot of overlap with the animals and the nature that I sing about. So I have two albums so far. One is called Plants Rock. It's all about different plants that grow. Each song is about a different plant that you can find in Eastern North America and probably a lot in Alberta too. My next album is called Birds Rock, and it's all about different birds that you can find, and each song is about a different bird.
I love that. And honestly, I'm so stoked to dive into these albums a little bit more. We're going to listen to some songs from both of them. I'm a big bird nerd, and this is actually how I came across Pete Moss, is I work at a bird-themed nature store. Sell wild bird seed and just handmade nature-themed gifts. It is one of the best jobs I've ever worked, and my boss came to me, and she was like, Tora, you're going to love this artist. And then she showed me the song Chickadee, and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. She's like, he has a whole album called Birds Rock. And I was like, this just keeps getting better. And then found out you were from Ontario. So I was like, okay, definitely coming on the show now. This is great. So we'll talk about Birds Rock and Plants Rock in a minute. But I noticed last night at the time of this recording, I was, you know, doing my bedtime scroll, and you dropped a new song today, which is really cool. I mean, it'll probably be a couple weeks by the time this episode gets out. But as of right now, this very minute, this song is brand new. So we're going to chat about and listen to that song quick first, and then we'll get into how much birds and plants rock. But first, tell me about Hey Bud with Mr. Elephant.
Well, Tora, I first want to say, and to the audience of people listening, that like we honestly did not plan this. This is the first song I've released since 2021. Which, according to my bad math, is almost 4 years ago, maybe is 4 years ago. And so, yes, that song came out today. This is a song about, it's a family folk song about having a friend crush. You know, that feeling when maybe you're talking to someone and you're like, oh, I'm really vibing with this person. I feel like I really want to be their friend. Kids are so good at just being like, hey, do you want to go play? Or, hey, do you want to be my friend explicitly? Now that I'm pushing 40, I feel like it's nearly impossible. It's really hard to make friends now. But I did. I made a friend over the internet with this other children's musician named Mr. Elephant. We are just sending messages back and forth. And, you know, eventually one of us took the difficult jump and said, hey, do you want to hang out sometime? And that's what kind of led to this song and us singing it together. So it's called Hey Bud. It's a duet with Mr. Elephant about the story of our courtship as friends.
I love that so much. That's so much fun. We're going to spin Hey Bud right away here. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about how much birds rock.
Hey Bud, I'd like to bud into buzz with you.
We could be two buds, no ifs or buts, but budding of course takes two. Hey bud, I'd like to bud into buds with you. I don't mean to butt ahead, but I bud well with buds like you. You got something I like, I can be myself around you. And I could see you calling me your bud too. Hey bud, here I go placing my bud by you. Cause when my bud cleared half the room, you said, hey, I fart sometimes too. Hey bud, not everybody buds like you do. Though if my bud R has a clue, I could be buddies with you. You got something I like, I can be myself around you. And I could see you calling me your bud too. You maybe,
if you're not too busy,
no worries if not,
whatever, no big deal,
like to hang sometime. Hey bud, I'd like to bud into buds with you.
We could be two buds, no ifs or buts, but budding of course takes two.
Hey bud, I'd like to bud into buds with you.
I don't mean to butt ahead, but I bud well with buds like you.
You got something I like, I can be myself around you. And I could see you calling me your bud too. And I could see you calling me your bud too.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you liked that song as much as I did. That is a brand new song from Pete Moss. That one was called Hey Bud. But I want to take it all the way back here to 2021. And we're going to talk about your Birds Rock album, because I think this has to be one of my all-time favorite albums now. I love birds so much. I'm a crazy bird person. So we're going to kick it off too with Bird Song in particular. And I dare you not to sing along to this song. It's very catchy. But why don't you tell me a bit about the album Birds Rock?
Birds Rock. So I'm an avid birder. I would say, like, even more than plants, like, birds would be one of my main extracurriculars. I love to go bird watching, love to go in Ontario. We have a very famous bird migration spot called Point Pelee. It's the most southern point in the Canadian mainland, and it is a wonderful place to delight in the magic of bird migration. If you don't know what bird migration is, there's a lot of people who don't, honestly, but every year in the spring and fall primarily, there are literally thousands and upon thousands of birds that are moving over your head, mostly at night, and occasionally on these big journeys that they take across our continent, they will land, maybe in your backyard, maybe in your local park. And that bird that is landing near you to take a rest, maybe fuel up on some food, you can only see it for often a small stretch of days. That's your only chance to see that type of bird with those beautiful colors or that, you know, particular shape and characteristic, you know, for the whole year. So it's a really special phenomena. It feels like nature's version of Pokemon Go, I think. And so, you know, I wanted to share my love of birding and birds through an album. And so the theme of the album is each song is about a different bird. that you can find in this part of the world. And Birdsong is sort of the catch-all of the album because it's a song where we sing about different common bird calls.
I love it. And honestly, no, I'm totally with you. When you get to like see either a rare bird or one of the birds coming through migration and you only get to see them 3 days out of 365 and you catch that small window of time and you get to see that bird for 2 seconds. Wow, what a magical experience every time.
Mm-hmm. So special.
We're going to listen to Birdsong right away here. But before we do, I also want to talk about one of the other songs off of the album. One thing I like about a lot of your songs is they're very educational. Like even just listening to Birds Rock as an album, I learned so many things. One, that the birds medicate themselves by eating ants. How cool is that? I can now remember my cardinal calls because they sound like laser beams. And as soon as you said that, I was like, oh my God, he's right. But this one, I was like, wow, everything makes sense now. Every pigeon is a dove. So many people hate pigeons for no reason. They're such great birds. But just the song Every Pigeon is a Dove is a great reminder that pigeons are doves too. And everyone wants to love doves so much but hate on pigeons. Well, guess what, guys? Pigeons are doves. So why don't you tell me about Every Pigeon is a Dove?
Well, you know, I have a 2.5-year-old and, you know, she's excited every time that she sees a pigeon. And I think that pigeons, if maybe we landed here on Earth and it was day one, would be like, holy smokes, look at that bird. It's like, look at its cool colors. And it's got like the northern light shining on it, like with this purple neck. And, you know, they're so goofy and have so much character. And they also turn out to be extraordinary. There's all kinds of amazing things about pigeons, whether it be, you know, their homing ability that you can release them and far away, very, very far away from their homes and they'll find their way back. To, you know, a recent study, and this is a real thing that you can look up and do your source checking, that they can be trained to recognize words, a way to get food. So I wanted to make a song tribute about pigeons. I think they're a misunderstood and taken for granted bird. And what a better way to encapsulate that too than the fact that their actual name is the rock dove, not actually pigeon.
I love that. We are going to spin both of those songs right away here. Bird Song and then Every Pigeon is a Dove off of Pete Moss's 2021 album Birds Rock. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how much plants rock.
It's a bird song. Won't you sing along? Tweedledee-dum, deedledum, dee-day. It's a bird song. Won't you sing along? Tweedledee-dum, dee-day. And the chickadee goes chickadee-dee-dee as the robin sings cheer cheerily. And the cardinals call pew-pew-pew-pew. And the mockingbird copies all the other tunes. It's a bird song. Sing along, tweedle-deedle-dum, deedle-dum, dee-day. It's a bird song, won't you sing along, tweedle-deedle-dum, dee-day. And the black crow goes, caw, 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 as the nuthatch sings, ha, 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 ha. All the cuckoos say, coo, 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 coo. And the mockingbird copies all the other tunes. It's a bird song, won't you sing along? Tweedle-deedle-dum, deedle-dum, dee-day. It's a bird song, won't you sing along? Tweedle-deedle-dum, dee-day. Birdies know when we come and go. They're making sounds and doing rounds and filling the air with notes. Cause it's a bird song, won't you sing along? Tweedle, deedle, dum, deedle, dum, dee-day. It's a bird song, won't you sing along? Tweedle, deedle, dum, dee-day. Pigeons flock, pigeons fly. Pigeons like to wander in front of my bike.
Pigeons eat almost anything, from French fries to packaging. Pigeons bay in rain showers, sure like to poop on business towers. When it's time to impress a maid, pigeons are known to regurgitate. Every sparrow has a story, angry geese love their young. Lovely jays are noisy robbers, every pigeon is a dove. Every pigeon is a dove. Pigeons live from soul to roam, pigeons always find their way back home. Blindfold on, miles away, back for your crumbs that same day. Pigeons do more than coo, they mailed secret letters in World War II. Though it sounds quite absurd, you can teach a pigeon to read words. Every sparrow has a story, angry geese love their young. Lovely jays are noisy robbers, every pigeon is a dove. Every pigeon is a dove. Before you say pigeon shoe, or when you step in pigeon doo-doo, I suggest the attitude, pigeons contain multitudes. Every sparrow has a story, angry geese love their young. Lovely jays are noisy robbers, every pigeon is a dove. Seagulls steal for a reason, fearsome hawks fall in love. Common crows remember faces, every pigeon is a dove. 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 Every pigeon is a
dove. Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I really hope you liked those bird songs as much as I did. We'll listen to a couple more later on in the episode, but now I want to turn our ears to Pete Moss's 2019 album, Plants Rock, because plants are also awesome, and so are these songs. So why don't you first tell me a little bit about the album Plants Rock?
I first just want to say this can be either off the record or on the record, Tora, that this is just so fun to do, and you're so good at this. And I don't think I've been on a radio show since 2019, so what a thrill to do this on my lunch hour. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, well, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Let's talk about Plants Rock for sure. You know, I worked as a outdoor educator for a number of years with children. And, you know, you have to connect kids to the outdoors, get them excited about it. And, you know, in the wintertime, there's less activity. And I learned a lot about plants in the wintertime as a way to like engage kids in the different hikes and walks and activities I was doing. And I really fell in love with plants. And there's always something in nature that you can get excited about. There's always something changing, and plants are always there. So this album is really an encapsulation of all the things I learned at that time and all of the creative ways I try to connect kids with plants as an outdoor educator.
That's awesome. That really is. And I loved like these plant songs as well too, because kind of with like the Burrowed album, you're able to pack so much like knowledge and information into one song that it's really, really exciting to listen to. Like, it's not a sad, emotional song. It doesn't make you feel anything except for excited about plants or excited about birds or remember cool fun facts. And one of the songs that I thought was really, really cool, and it was such a fun just story in general, was the story of Queen Anne's Lace. So why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
This is my partner's favorite song that I've written. And, you know, I think during one of my outdoor education trainings, there was something that stuck with me, which was that people don't remember facts, they remember stories. And, you know, there was all these fascinating facts about plants that I would learn about both in my training and in researching for the album. And, you know, if I just made a song about the facts, yeah, maybe that would be interesting. But I think what I thought would be more interesting is if I could make it into a story, and could the facts be conveyed without even, you know, you realizing it, if that makes sense. So this is a song where I took some facts about Queen Anne's Lace and a plant that looks a lot like it, called Eastern Water Hemlock, also called Poison Hemlock. And I worked them into a story about a jester or a joker in a kingdom who's in love with a queen, and a queen is in love with him. And there's also the king is involved, and he's a big jerk. And the plants also become involved.
That's awesome. It was such just like a fun story to listen to. It was a really good song, so I'm excited to spin it in a couple minutes here. But another one I want to spin off the album. This song is about one of my favorite all-time plants, and it is the dandelion. So why don't you tell me a bit about dandelion?
Dandelion. You know, it's a bit of an every pigeon is the dove story again. You know, a plant we take for granted a little bit, perhaps, because dandelions are an edible plant, and they happen to be really delicious, especially before they flower. The leaves of dandelion are really, really yummy, kind of have like a spinachy taste, full of vitamin. But then, you know, dandelions also go through this amazing transformation that I think most of us are familiar with, you know, blowing a dandelion. But somewhere in my research, I came across the idea that dandelion starts as the sun and then turns into a moon when it goes to seed. And then when the seeds are blown or dispersed, and they turn into the stars. And I thought that was such a beautiful way to think about a dandelion in a memorable way. And so that was kind of the basis for the song, and a little bit of that, oh, dandelions are a bit misunderstood and maybe taken for granted.
100%. I remember years and years ago, I tried for the first time dandelion jam. I don't know if you've ever had dandelion jam. It tastes exactly like honey. It is so delicious. And that was a turning point for me too, where I was like, actually, dandelions are amazing. Not only are they beautiful balls of sunshine in the grass, so many other insects love dandelions, but they are edible. You can eat them in salads. You can make them into jam. They're such a great plant. They really are. And final one I want to spin off of the album Plants Rock was milkweed, because this is also a really cool and really important plant. I watched a mini documentary about milkweed the other day, and I learned that milkweeds help monarch butterflies in every single stage of the butterfly's life. And I thought that was really cool. So when I saw that song on the album, I was like, we're going to spin this one too in the episode. So why don't you tell me a bit about milkweed?
So happy to see some love for the song Milkweed. I remember saying to the producer of this album, I don't know if we should put on Milkweed. Everything sounds good, but I don't know if this one's good enough. But you know, it's been since 2019, and now I have perspective, and I like this song too. So Milkweed is again trying to do what I did in Queen Anne's Lace. Can we talk about milkweed through a story and learn about milkweed through a story, rather than me saying milkweed is green and it has round leaves? Yeah. So instead, it's a story about, you know, going for a walk and caterpillars. Honestly, it's been a while since I've heard it, so that's all I kind of remember. The other thing I'll shout out is I remember when I was writing this song, I was thinking about a great Alberta artist named Ray Spoon, who is an amazing songwriter and has a real knack for making catchy choruses. And I think I have a distinct memory of being like, oh yeah, this is like a Ray Spoon style chorus.
Awesome. We are going to spin those three songs there off of P. Moss's 2019 album, Plants Rock. We're going to spin Queen Anne's Lace, Dandelion, and then Milkweed. And then when we come back, you sent me a couple songs from some other local artists as well, and I cannot wait to spin those ones.
There was a king and queen, and they were not in love. The king had gotten so mean, the queen had said enough. So she fell in love with one of her staff. He was a castle joker and he made her laugh.
Well, jokers are too funny.
Yep, that's why they call me the Joker.
One day the Joker sat the queen down. Said he had a plan to take the king's crown. I know of a plant with poison in its stem. Put some in his tea, he'll be a has-been. The plant looked like an umbrella in the rain. Tiny bunches of white flowers made its shape. As tall as a child, it had leaves of green. It didn't look rough, but man, it was mean.
Says here it can kill you in 10 minutes. Sheesh.
So the Joker set out for the woods that night. And sure enough, he saw a plant that looked right. An umbrella made of tiny bunches of white flowers. He trembled as he picked it, frightened of its power.
I hope I don't poison myself.
Then he spotted something that derailed his mission. It was another plant that matched his plant's description. The leaves were not the same, but he had another thought. One plant had a dot, the other did not.
Eeny, meeny, miny thing. Which one of you kills a king?
The dot was purple in the middle of the flower. The Joker went back and forth for an hour. He picked the purple dot one cause it was more hairy. And he always found hairy things scary. Back at the castle, he gave the queen the roots. The queen grinded them up into a juice. She stirred them in the tea that the king would have with his evening meal of meat and yams.
Meat and yams, my favorite.
So the king drank while the queen looked on. To her great surprise, there was nothing wrong. In fact, the king's mood moved from mean to cheer. He said he felt better than he had in years.
What an excellent meal. That tea was most delicious.
Then the king's body felt a new correction. It turned out the plant had helped his digestion. So he let out a relieving moan. For the plant dissolved his kidney stone.
Oh, finally! That was bothering me for months.
From that day forth, the king was a new guy. Was kind to all, especially his wife. The queen fell in love with the king again. The Joker and she went back to being friends.
I don't know if I would call us friends. I really didn't see this coming, and I'm still processing.
And you'd think the Joker was mad. He was for a bit, but he soon became glad. For he opened up a successful stand where he sold medicinal plants. The king drank the plant with his morning juice. The queen wore the flowers on the laces of her shoes. And since Anne was the queen's namesake, today we call the plant Queen Anne's Lace.
If you live near some grass, you might see sunshine coming up from the ground instead of the sky. And if you come back later in the summertime, you might see a moon form where the sun did it shine. And if you pick that moon form and blow from your mouth, you might see the stars move into skies above. All these years people been trying to tell me you're a weed. Now I know they've all been lying. You're so special. Garden, your leaves keep me so strong. The sun, the moon, the stars are shining in one dandelion. Stroll down the street, and I'm so tired. Say, hey, Peter, when will you stop snoring? Look around, the butterflies are soaring. And before I know it, one swoops on by, doing loops in the sky. A sigh and take a big, big breath in through my nose. Reach up to the clouds and bend down to my toes. Open my eyes and to my surprise, I'm just like the milkweed, milkweed, milkweed. Fuzzy as a peach and green. Yeah, I'm just like the milkweed, milkweed, milkweed. Butterflies believe. Now I'm waiting toes in the ground. I drink water through my legs and eat some through my lips. A couple caterpillars live in my armpits. And before I know it, one makes a cocoon in the shape of a crescent moon. You swoon when you come by to see it hatch and say, Peter, you helped a butterfly on its way. It flies to the clouds and we're singing out that I'm just like the milkweed, milkweed, milkweed. Fuzzy as a peach and green. Yeah, I'm just like the milkweed, milkweed, milkweed. Butterflies believe. Now the cold coming soon, and I made a cocoon. Only this cocoon is full of little fluffy seeds. Each one could turn into a Peter milkweed. But before I go, I want you to know, you were just like the milkweed, milkweed, milkweed. Fuzzy as a peach and green. Yeah, you're just like the milkweed, milkweed, milkweed. Butterflies believe. Yeah, you're just like the milkweed, milkweed, milkweed. Things grow in your armpits. Yeah, you're just like the milkweed, milkweed, milkweed. Here comes a butterfly with a kiss. Yeah, you're just like the milkweed, milkweed, milkweed. Fuzzy as a peach and green. Yeah, you're just like the milkweed, milkweed, milkweed. Butterflies believe. Yeah, you're just like the milkweed. Fuzzy as a peach and green. Yeah, you're just like the milkweed. Butterflies believe. Yeah.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Pete Moss. I hope not only did you enjoy those songs about plants, but you learned a little something about the plants as well through his awesome storytelling. I really like those songs. You sent me a handful of songs as well from some other local artists, which were also just so good. And one of the ones that I think is definitely going to go into one of my like regular playlists. I love this song so much. It's Tracks in the Snow by Land Heart Song. Why don't you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, I just think that Tiu, who's the artist's name, and she plays under Land Heart Song. She's an Ontario artist from rural Ontario, community called Mount Albert. I just think she's such a special songwriter. You know, her songs remind me of Sarah Harmer a lot of the time. She's a fantastic musician. And I think this song really sums up what I think is so great about her songs. I think the melody, the arrangement is so fun. And then I think the theme and the lyric of thinking about, you know, different animal tracks and engaging kids through kind of this idea of being nature detectives and wondering about who made these tracks is a really powerful way to connect kids to nature and get them curious. So I think this song hits on all the cylinders, if that makes sense. And I think it's a special one.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. That is one thing I like about winter. I'm not usually the biggest winter person, especially not Alberta winters. They're gross and long and cold. But I do love seeing all the little animal tracks in the snow and trying to guess or, you know, use your super sleuth skills and find out what animal made the track or little goose tracks in the sand. Oh, I love bird tracks in the sand.
Absolutely.
Another song we're going to spin as well that you sent me was Hold Up by my friend Christopher. Why don't you tell me a bit about that one?
Yeah, you know, my friend Christopher, a children's artist from Hamilton, Ontario. I think there's just some pretty stellar, pretty mature songwriting going on here. But maybe I'll first talk about the vocals. I just think that I love vocals that feel human, that feel, you know, a bit, yeah, I don't know, I can feel the shake in them. I can feel the strain in them sometimes, the wobble. I think that is a little bit of a lost art sometimes. And he really reminds me, you know, this is a children's song, but it reminds me of, you know, the songwriter Randy Newman, who a lot of people know from the Toy Story soundtrack. But to talk about the lyrics, you know, I honestly feel like I'm reading from the doubt Tae Ching a little bit. These lyrics feel very profound. If I'm honest, when I listen to them, I don't totally know exactly what they're about, but I pick up on a real sort of openness, a real mindfulness, a real like connection, you know, to the natural world. And I think there's a lot of openness into how they could be interpreted in a good way. And, you know, this is all in a kid's track, and what a special thing that is, because I also think this is the type of song you're going to put on for your kids and they're going to be like, what is this? I like this. You know, it's really nice.
It is. And I'm super stoked to give it a spin right away here. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about birds. But first, this is Tracks in the Snow from Land Heart Song. And then afterwards, we'll listen to Hold Up by my friend Christopher.
The only one who's been playing with dreams. I'm not the only one. There's tracks in the snow for all to see. I followed them up and down, followed them all around. Tree has made a new friend and I wonder who they could be. Tell me, tree. The only one who's been playing with trees. do they like to play in the night or day? And do they like hide and seek like you and me? Oh, tree. Are they an owl? I'm not the only one.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Pete Moss, just this really fantastic storyteller, nature folk artist from Ontario. Yes, technically, these songs are for kids, but they don't have to be. You can be an adult and love these songs too. I'm an adult and I love these songs. albums. I want to bring it back to your 2021 album, Birds Rock, and one of the songs, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, this one was really, it turned something out of my brain, and it's Cardinal. And one of the things that really stuck out is that you called them a laser bird in the song, because they go pew pew. And as soon as I heard that line, I was like, oh my God, I can remember cardinals now. Because you know, sometimes when you're walking and you hear all the different bird sounds, and sometimes it's hard to remember what bird is making what sound. Now I know what sound cardinals make, and it's great. So tell me a bit about that song.
I'm so glad, because that's exactly what happened for me. And that's why I wanted to turn it into a song. When you're an outdoor educator, you're going out every single day. And you know, when the educator part of it, you're trying to make this stuff interesting for kids. And at some point I was listening to the Cardinal Call and I was like, this reminds me so much. It sounds like a sample. It sounds like a sample of Star Wars, like the Star Wars pew pew. And so I started calling them laser birds as a way to engage kids. And I love doing that, like with different species names. Sometimes there's a tree called white pine that we used to call deer food sometimes, because deers love to graze on it. You know, something really clicks with kids sometimes. And I think with everybody, really, when you make those kinds of connections. So the laser bird thing was working for me. I was like, maybe it'll work for other people. I'll turn it into a song. And I'm so glad to hear it. It's worked for you.
It has. And no, I'm totally with you on that. We have a bird out here in the good old prairies called a prairie chicken. And really cool thing about prairie chickens, they're the ones that make that like thud 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 sound in when you're like walking around. And I was talking to my boyfriend's grandma one day, and she referred to them as thunder chickens, which is way funnier than prairie chickens. Ever since then, they have been called thunder chickens, and it's way more fun to remember them now. Or when you hear that sound, or when you like look at them now, you're like, ha, there's the thunder chicken, instead of it being, you know, a prairie chicken.
That's fantastic, Tora. And I'm looking forward to hearing your Thunder Chicken song.
Okay, I'll work on that one just for you. We're going to spin Cardinal right away here from Pete Moss's 2021 album, Birds Rock. And then unfortunately, we do have to wind down the show a little bit, but I do want to talk about one more song before we do.
Cardinals are laser birds to say. Cardinals are laser birds to say. You can call them cardinals, but I'm saying laser bird. Cardinals are laser birds to say. Cardinals are redder than a beaver shredder. What else has that gleam? Gosh, your laser beams. Pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. When you see that hue, it's your cue. Cardinals are laser birds to say. Cardinals are laser birds to say. Call them cardinals, but I'm saying laser bird. Cardinals are laser birds to say.
When cardinals yap, they make little zaps, and the red signors sound just like Star Wars. Pew pew, pew pew pew. When you hear that tune, it's your clue.
Cardinals are laser birds to say. Cardinals are laser birds to say.
Cardinals, but I'm saying laser bird.
Cardinals are laser birds, I say.
Cardinals are laser birds to say.
You can call them cardinals, but I'm saying laser bird. Cardinals are laser birds to say. Cardinals are laser birds to say.
Back Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you can remember cardinal sounds now from that song. They're the little laser beam sound birds when you're out and about, and they're super brightly colored, like a laser beam as well. So that's kind of fun. I want to chat about one more of your bird songs before we go. This was the first song I heard from you as well, and also kind of one of my favorite species. I am a sucker for the chickadees. I love chickadees so much. They're such cute birds. They're such brave birds for being how small they are. They are one of the bravest birds I've ever encountered. And you have a killer music video.
You know, Chickadee, it's definitely one of the most loved songs that I've written, and I'm so glad that people enjoy it so much. I often close my concerts with it. And what can I say about it? I can say that, you know, I learned an amazing fact, which in my research for the album, which is that the number of bees that chickadees do in their call, like chickadee dee 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 dee, the number of bees corresponds with the level of threat or danger. And so if they see something that they're very scared of, there's a lot of D's, where if it's just something that is maybe like us walking by or something not very threatening, chickadee-dee, like more chill. So I definitely wanted to incorporate that into the song, as well as the fact that they're just so darn cute. They're like little timbits with wings, and that's the opening line of the song. Who's the timbit of the sky? Chick-a-dee. And there's a couple things I'll shout out. One is that the mandolin playing in this song is extraordinary. Andrew Kinoshita is the mandolin player on Birds Rock. He's from Ottawa, Ontario, played in an Ontario band called Obijou. And it's just stellar mandolin playing you'll hear in the bridge of this song. And this song was written in my notes app in R while we were driving on like Christmas break. So for all you songwriters out there, you probably already know this, but it can happen anywhere. You can do it anywhere. You can write a song anywhere. So that's where this song was written, on a boring highway drive.
What a great way to spice up a boring highway drive. Write a song about how great chickadees are. Now, one question I've been dying to ask. As an avid birder and obviously big bird nerd, do you have a favorite bird?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'd say right now my favorite bird is a bird I am longing to see this year, that I'm hoping I'm not too late here in Ontario. I don't know if you have these in Alberta, but it's a bird called a Canada warbler. And a Canada warbler is just a gorgeous little warbler that has like this beautiful sort of black necklace, and they're yellow. And I hope that anyone listening to this will Google Canada warbler so that you can see how beautiful this bird is that migrates through our country.
Amazing. Well, before we end the show and listen to Chickadee, is there anything we should be keeping an eye or an ear out on you from?
Absolutely. Yeah, I recently privileged enough to receive some funding to make another album, and it's about trees. It's going to be called The Wood Wide Web. It's about trees and forests and ecosystems, and about how trees communicate and about how they take care of each other. It's being recorded with the same musicians that recorded Birds Rock and Plants Rock on September 14th and 15th. So in the coming months, there'll be some singles and finally a new album called The Wood Wide Web.
Amazing. I can't wait to hear that. That is awesome. Well, thank you, Pete Moss, so much for coming on this show today. It was so good to chat with you and listen to all of these amazing nature-themed songs. And I can't wait to hear this new tree-themed album.
Tora, such a treat to be on your show. Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor and so fun talking to you. Keep doing this. You're great at it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. This is Chickadee off of Pete Moss's 2021 album, Birds Rock.
Who's a timbit of the sky? Chickadee. First to spot the hawk and fly. Chickadee. Hey, sweeties, grab your seeds. Hold out hands for chickadees. 1, 2, 3, count the D's. Heed the call of the chickadee. A flying pastry puff. Chickadee. Looks tiny but sure is tough. Chickadee.
Hey sweeties, grab your seats. Hold out hands for chickadees. 1, 2, 3, count the deeds. Heed the call of the chickadee. Who calls out cheeseburger? Chickadee. Lives outside in all weather. Chickadee. Hey sweeties, grab your seats. Hold out hands for chickadees. 1, 2, 3, count the deeds. Heed the call of the chickadee. When we all fall asleep, the chickadees hide from their foes in tree condos. Woo! Who's a timid of the sky? Chickadee. Spot the hawk in flight, chickadee. Hey sweeties, grab your seats. Hold out hands for chickadees. 1, 2, 3, count the deeds. Heed the call of the chickadee. Hey sweeties, grab your seats. Hold out hands for chickadees. 1, 2, 3, count the deeds. Heed the call of the chickadee.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in to Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.